Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Freedom Radio on this Thursday night, and it is good to be back here. And I tell you what, the weather out here is so bipolar it can't decide if it wants to be hot or cold. So, but anyhow, it's been psycho and it's been crazy. How you been, Virgil and Russell? It's good to have you back here. We missed you.
Hard. Good to be back. Good to be back, Joseph. What about you, brother? How you doing?
Go ahead, Russell.
I'm just hanging in there, bro. 5x5, man. Watching it all unravel.
Right.
Now, the thing that you've really got to think about and wonder about, okay? So, British Royal Commandos have been deployed over to Ukraine for some time now. I mean, a while, okay? Then you have UN Special Ops join. I'm not quite sure what that is. As far as I know, the only thing the UN troops are really good at is rape. So I don't know what's going there, but the Russian sent an amphibious landing ship. things are going to get interesting.
Yeah.
Really makes me wonder. They've been stoking that stuff up over there for a while. And, Russia and Iran are tight. They're like allies. So, I mean, theoretically, this could end up being, ground zero. But, nagging at me saying no. I'm not quite sure why or whatever, but all this really makes me want to do is watch what their left hand is doing. I don't know.
Right.
Does anybody feel like that?
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing. Me and Carmelita talked about that today or earlier. And, you know, it's like she said, it's like, you know, these people are so crazy. There's no telling, you know, it can, they could, you know, be opening the doors for an attack in Israel, too, which we talked about many times on the show. We talked about Russia and UK, too, for the last 2 months. But what the fuck's really going on? That's what I want to know. You know, go ahead, Roger, go ahead. What you were going
to say. Well, I'd just like to get the straight story just for once. I mean, what is it with the pissing kind? Excuse me. I have a very bad cold. What is it with the pissing contest between the Ukraine and Russia? I mean, what's going on there? What could the Ukraine have? What could the Ukraine have that Russia could possibly want?
Lithium? Drugs? I don't know. You know, that's what we're wondering. That's what we're wondering too. That's what Russell was just saying. You know, what is the left doing?
I mean, you know, Russell, think about it. Y'all think about it. Okay. Mikhail Gorbachev finally threw in the towel. All the Baltics, Yugoslavia, Poland, some names I can't even pronounce. All right, all of them got cut loose from the Soviet Union because they couldn't afford to support them all. Reagan drove them into bankruptcy with the Star Wars initiative and flooding the country with counterfeit money. Okay? I mean, why do they want to re-annex the Ukraine? I mean, they never really gave a shit about them before. So, I mean, what is the big deal?
Could it be that maybe there's a bigger plot, maybe to take us off focus from what, you know, we talked about with Ayn Rand and them fixing to go in with Israel? Could that be what it's about, to keep us all focused on them, what's really going on?
Well, I can tell you this. I can tell you this right now. If you think the United States has an opioid problem, a heroin problem, we are not shit compared to Russia.
Right.
They have a real problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that Burisma, you know, it's real easy to say you sell energy, okay? You know, everything's done on pen, paper, computer. You sold this, you bought that, but you don't ever see anything. So it's real easy to use it as a laundromat for drug money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, could this be the issue that Russia has finally, that Russia is going to take, you know, the Afghan heroin dealer and the Chinese heroin dealer's bank? I mean, could this, you know?
Well, you
and I mean,
about
you
that
know,
last
if,
year,
if that's the case, if that's the case, then we're rooting for the wrong side.
Yeah.
But you talked about that last year, when all that was, you know, kind of building up then to the opiates and drug cartels and stuff, too.
I mean,
but
we got
earlier,
to.
They're keeping the focus
We got duped into rooting for the wrong side in the Russian-Afghan war, okay?
Yep.
We learned the hard way that we rooted for the wrong fucking side.
Yeah. That's true. But, you know, but like we were saying, you know, we've been saying this for months and months, you know, things are going to escalate. These people are so desperate right now. Who knows, you know, shit, They just arrested their former, Prime Minister or AG over there in the UK that was involved in all this other stuff, you know, with COVID and everything else.
Well,
who knows?
Of course, you know, that's what everybody's saying, escalation, and it appears to be escalating and stuff, but something deep down inside of me, and I don't know why, is screaming at me, look over here, and I can't figure out where over here is yet.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing I've been getting. It's like, what's the real focus? Is it Israel? Could it be Japan? Korea? Who knows? We know eventually they're going to sneak in there.
Fauci's running his cock holster again.
Oh yeah,
listening to him.
He's running his cock holster. He's saying there's several different more COVID infections we're going to have, and we're just on the first one. You know,
okay.
I mean.
Backtrack on
everybody that. Everybody I know, they're coming down with the flu. They're coming down with something. Around
mm-hmm.
my next door neighbor has it. Susan had it. It's tried to hit me. I've got about half a tube of ivermectin left that I've been taking, and
I've been doing good.
Everybody is testing positive for COVID, but they're not saying it's COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be this pneumococcal pneumonia that's going
that's
around.
Right. Right.
You know,
well,
or the flu, or SARS again. I looked
mm-hmm.
all of this up, and the symptom from the SARS and the Mediterranean viral outbreak of 2012 and all of this here, and all of this is just, I mean, it's an exact copycat. It's an
mm-hmm.
exact copycat.
Well,
so,
and they're not going to let this go. Fauci's not. He's going to keep it going. They don't want to let it go.
Well, Biden, did you see the news this morning? Before I left to come up here to Georgia, Fauci, they're pulling out the surplus super mask that
yeah.
they have now. And they're going to pass them out free to everybody. Yeah.
K95.
Okay, what happened to if you got the vaccine, you don't have to wear the mask anymore?
You still have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated.
And, you know,
everybody's on to it, Virgil. Everybody is catching on finally. I mean, look at Amsterdam. Look at all these other these countries, too, that are finally, they actually overthrew their government in Amsterdam yesterday.
Oh, and well, I just want to say one thing real quick. I'd like to take
ahead,
my
Russell.
Hat off the Canadian truckers up there who shut
oh, yeah.
down the highway. Good job, man.
Yeah, I saw
oh,
that.
Oh, yes, yes,
yep.
yes. To my fellow drivers up in Canada, you know, I just wish that I could get all of the truckers down here to follow your lead. You know,
right.
we could put an end to this shit quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Right.
I mean,
hey, we got a caller. I think it might be Joe, so hopefully it is, but I'm going to bring him on here in a bit. But, hey, Roger, a quick question. What do you think about them letting 18-year-olds drive now?
Well, I can't say anything about that. I started driving trucks when I was 15 years old. I started hauling sugarcane and logs. You
right.
know, and when I was driving trucks, it was those, I know Russell remembers them, it was those old those old Chevrolet gas burners with the 502 V8 engine in them, and not a one of them had a muffler, and not one of them had a muffler on it. And when you downshifted that thing, it sounded like a drive-by shooting coming through the neighborhood.
Right. My dad drove those. So I'm going to bring this caller on. Hopefully it's Joe. We haven't heard from him in a while. Hey, caller, welcome to the show.
Are you there? Hello, caller. Well, maybe they're just listening.
But, you know, I don't know, brother. I mean, you know, I've been seeing a lot of stuff unfolding, like Russell and everybody around the planet is finally waking up, but they're not going to let this go. They're going to keep it going and keep it going. And hell, just yesterday, our crazy-ass governor called the National Guards in to start teaching in the schools. It's like, what the fuck? You know, and they're putting up wiring and fencing in these schools, blocking them off. And it's like, there's no need. These National Guards aren't even qualified to even be substitute teachers. And we were talking about that today, too. And it's like, you know, there's no state of emergency, so why is she bringing them down here? There's no teacher shortage.
Well, it's just like all of these governors, especially in Louisiana, we got the worst of the bunch. We have the worst of the bunch, Russell. You think Hot Wheels Abbott is bad? Cross over to Sabine River, brother, and come over here and walk in my shoes for a little while. This guy here, I mean, in the words of Dan Bongino, he's a piece of work. He's a piece of work.
Right.
He doesn't address anything, you know, the Omicron variant, like he's talking about Optimus Prime's side chick or something. And, I mean, this, he doesn't address the crime problems that are plaguing the city of Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are hell-bent and you decide life is not worth living anymore and you want your family to cash in your life insurance policy, go to Baton Rouge at 2 o'clock in the morning and stop and try to put gas in your car and come out of there alive.
Right.
That's bad everywhere,
Virgil. That's everywhere, though. Last night, in Baytown, and you've been to Baytown, hauling chemicals. I know you have been.
I just came from there. That's where I'm hauling this from. I'm hauling this out of Baytown.
They had three men pull up on an off-duty Baytown and light up his car. And luckily he wasn't seriously injured, and they caught the three guys. But, that's how stupid it is. People have lost their fucking minds.
Oh yeah.
Every store you go into now, you're gonna see at least 2 inches of bulletproof glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you gotta stuff everything down up in there and to get to them, and you know. But I understand. You gotta protect yourself, and it's just the criminal element. I mean, right now, okay, my buddy Jim Thames with Black Diamond Body Armor, okay, they shut down a bunch of the gun shows in Texas. Russell, did you know that?
Wow.
They shut down a bunch of gun shows. Okay, you only have about maybe three places in the entire state of Texas that will hold a sanctioned gun show now, because some idiot like me and Russell have talked about 1,000 times went to a gun show, and he plopped down a lot of money on a Kimber 45, got in the parking lot and went to playing with it, and the fucking thing went off, almost hit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Shot a brand new pickup truck. I mean, shot a brand new pickup truck through the door, busted the glass, and the bullet went into the dashboard. You know, I mean, a brand spanking new GMC 3/4 ton 4x4 with all the bells and whistles on it. So you're looking at about $10,000 damage from that one bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and then at a gun show, I think it was in Austin, some SAs pulled up on some black guys in there, and they had a beef with them. Well, they went to shooting in the parking lot of the gun show. Fired over 100 shots, didn't hit nothing but cars, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, the insurance people are saying, well, no, we're not going to hold liability for this. We're not going to have we're not going to carry the liability insurance for this anymore. So he had to go all the way from Waco, Texas last weekend to do business all the way down to Florida.
Okay.
Damn. And he did fairly good business. Russell, when you a traveling medicine show like he is, and you sell $10,000 worth of body armor at 2 gun shows in Florida, that's saying something, brother.
Right.
That's saying something.
He'd make you kill you if you came out here to New Mexico. I mean, the reason this is statewide crime and everything, and I believe that it's all for gun control. I mean, we got all these illegal aliens.
Well, DeSantis. DeSantis has got these liberal, anti-gun, anti-Republican, anti-conservative, you know, we're all extremists, white supremacists, and all of this. He's got those socialist libtards going completely batshit. They are going completely batshit. They are taking this state government funded militia thing serious in Florida. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not making the news or anything, because I mean it's taking off big time.
Oh yeah.
I remember
when that came out, Virgil, we kind of talked about that, but they quietly swept that away because they don't want to grab any attention to it, you know, because that's a good thing.
And it's taking off like a rocket sled, brother. I hear from people all the time, you know. I get messages all the time. Can you show me how to cut AR receiver, I explained to them, you know, get the kits and this, that, and other, and follow, you know, just get 2 lower receivers with the kit, because chances mm-hmm. are you're going to screw up your first one. You're going to screw up your first one, just like I did. It's normal. You have to get the touch. You have to get the feel to do it, and don't get in a rush with it. Take your time. And it's just...
I don't know, guys. I mean, what I'm seeing and everything with all this crime rate, murders, I mean, New Mexico is starting to become a capital, murder capital like New York and Chicago is right now. But You know, that's all because of the illegals. They got scattered everywhere. They're the ones, they're catching them. And when they're announcing them on TV, it's illegal.
They're good.
They don't belong
Well, you know what surprises me? What surprises me, but I think she is going to come out and do it. I'm surprised the South Dakota governor hasn't jumped on the DeSantis militia bandwagon. I mean, I've been waiting for her to come out with it.
They'll follow. Give it time. You know, but I don't know. It's just
and now
bizarre.
And now, you know, they want to criticize that. They want to criticize that. But Candace Owens has had to hire extra security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's had to hire extra security because of seriously taking death threats.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of them are. Even Marjorie Greene's been screaming for to want to hire extra security and stuff, you know, and everything too. But this is like we were saying. This is going to escalate where it's going to. These guys are not going to give up the fight. They're going to do whatever it takes.
But the good news is, you know, I know Russell, you know, he doesn't hold a lot of faith in these people, and I really don't hold that much either. But we did mm-hmm. have some good news this week. The Voter Fraud Act got kicked out. It's dead. They call it the Voter Rights Act, but it was really a Voter Fraud Act.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super pissed about that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
going to
throw a tantrum about that. And it's just killing them. And Russell, it is killing them. It is killing them that they cannot harp on that school shooting that happened. Yeah, I mean they're about to turn blue in the face. They're about to have a stroke.
Well, it's like I told Carmelita today, everything doing right now is blowing up in their face. You know, I mean.
Go ahead, Russell.
Go ahead, brother.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, we had the hostage situation there in Colleyville.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Fort Worth there and stuff. Have y'all heard anything on the news about it?
Oh no.
I heard it was a Palestinian immigrant demanding the release of prisoners being held by Israeli authorities.
And his
that's
brother
why he
too
done.
As well. Yep.
And
yep,
that slipped out. That slipped out, but then all of a sudden it got
24-hour news, like if it had been a white guy, a white Christian or white supremacist or whatever, you wouldn't have heard nothing but that story for a solid week, 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If it was one of us, you know, but it's like I said, these guys are not going to give up. They're good, like you said, Russell, many times. These guys are psychotic and they're dangerous, and they're going to fight to the death.
Well, the thing is, Joseph, and everybody, here is the proper terminology for these people. Okay, they're educated idiots. There is nothing more dangerous in the world than an educated idiot.
That's true.
Okay? because they're idiots with a cause. Idiots with a cause are very dangerous, whether it's with a gun or ink pen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, as Virgil and I, well, as a matter of fact, I think we said about two or three shows on it here. It may have been a few years back about what exactly has gone on in the government run school system. And I tell you what, you know, and people ask, oh, you know, that's funny. But I'm telling you, it is a sad state of affairs. You know, when we have not one, but two generations that has been taught nothing but group thinking. We let the history books be rewrote. We allowed the Antifa, BLM riot to go on. Nobody stood up. Well, I mean, the people did here and there. We were in San Antonio and over here in Houston. Stuff like that to protect stuff. But I'm talking about the vast, vast majority did nothing. And so, and like Virgil was saying earlier about the crime wave that's going on right now. These people, because of whatever, I forget what they call it, but these people, I don't give a fuck what the charge is. They're taken to the jailhouse, and within a day, they're back on the streets. And there's no discipline for what they do, none at all.
Oh, well, get this, Russell. Get this, Russell. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the Dennis Perkins case here in Louisiana.
Kind of.
Okay.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, Dennis Perkins, and it was a Livingston Parish lieutenant on the Livingston Parish SWAT team. For the past some 15 to 18 years, he has been on the sheriff's office, and he has also been molesting children and raping women. Mm-hmm. And the sheriff's office, it was all a big shock to them and everything. Well, the trial is coming up. Well, all of a sudden, the hard drives of Dennis Perkins' computers with all the porn on it, the child porn, has disappeared. Got up out of the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office evidence locker and walked clean out the fucking door. Can you believe that?
I wonder whose name was on that, that they didn't want to know.
Oh, it happens all the time, man. I don't know if y'all caught this. I barely caught it, but Prince Andrew has been stripped of all his royalty duties, all that kind of stuff. And Maxwell has decided to name names, and his is one of them that's still come out, I do believe.
Mm-hmm. So, Bob Saget's name was mentioned as well, believe it or not.
If she doesn't Clinton-size herself soon, it could get ugly.
Well, the thing is, okay, she's convicted. All right. Okay, I'm going to name names. All right. How much do you want to bet dollars against pesos, any amount, that after the 2022 shit show, she's going to get a pardon?
Or disappear.
Well, she's going to do both. She's going to get a pardon, and she's going to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been hearing that, too. I've been seeing a lot of people talking about that. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, this administration, anytime you have a president that gets up in front of an audience and reporters and makes the public statement that, well, they told me I wasn't supposed to answer any questions. Okay. You're the president of the United States. You tell other people what to do. Why are people telling you what to do?
Well, you know,
you can't answer questions.
Well, you know, he's not actually the one I'm really running the country.
Oh, no.
We all know that. We all know that. You know. So, yeah, of course. I mean, look at all the things that's been going on, too, Virgil Russell. I mean, every time they show him, he's not in the White House. They have to put up a fake stage.
The state, the thing is, too, if you really look at it, are we seeing the same person?
No,
are we seeing the same person? I mean, it just,
closely,
I don't know if it's just me, Russell, but it seems to be that one person makes a speech or a press conference one day, and it looks similar to the person, but one day you have a fumbling, stuttering idiot, and the next day he's speaking clearly. I mean,
but here's the thing, though. A lot of people's caught on to this, and I didn't really until I started looking. The original Joe Biden's eyes are dark blue. The one we've been seeing's eyes are black. Haven't you noticed that?
Well, I don't know. I've been looking at videos and things like this. I've been looking at videos and documentaries of things, strange things, and found out that I don't know whether it's true or not or a bunch of bullshit. But a Japanese lab was developing robots for the military, and one of them went batshit and killed 15, 20 people in the lab.
I heard something about that, too. And I don't know whether that's just an urban legend, but it makes you want to go, you know, what the fuck's really going on? But it's like, you know, we know they hire... actors and stuff, but this person that's portraying Biden isn't the real Biden, because if you really, really look, look, Virgil, look at the original Biden with blue eyes and look at this Biden.
I'll tell you what, it is not coming down to a scene out of Mad Max now to me. What I see coming is the Book of Eli.
Mm-hmm.
It's just each and every day, you know, people tell me, oh, no, you're nuts. You're crazy. You're this. You're that. And then all of a sudden, how'd you know that?
Right.
How'd you know that?
Because you pay attention.
I mean, Russell, you would not believe the people that I see, you know. Well, you said that, and, you know, how do you know this? Who do you know?
Right. I get the same thing, because people are like, dude, how do you know this stuff? Because you say something, and I look for it, and it's not there, but within 24 hours after you guys say it, it's right there on TV. Who do you know? What FBI agent do you know? And I'm like, you know, it's just coincidence, because we do a lot of research.
And they are so afraid. They are so afraid of DeSantis and Trump now. They are afraid. Do you know that they are trying to subpoena Ivanka Trump to testify before this committee? Did you hear about that, Russell?
Are you there, Russell?
They want to subpoena Ivanka Trump, but they've immuned Pelosi from testimony.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving her immunity.
Here's the thing, and I agree with Carmelita on this, because we talked about that, too. Trump is actually kind of playing him a little bit, because if you notice, every time you want to subpoena his records or subpoena any one of them or whatever, what happens? The actual truth gets revealed out there, what really happened. Then they try to cover it up. You know.
I just don't know. One day the shelves are full of meat in Walmart. Now it's priced high as giraffe pussy, and then the next day it's all gone.
Oh yeah. Oh well, just 2 days ago I went to Walmart, went shopping, me and my daughter-in-law. I couldn't find shit. I couldn't even find a bag of Fritos anywhere, because I like to make Frito pie every now and then. Not one store had a bag of Fritos anywhere. But the shelves were empty. Oh.
I went to Walmart in Brule, Louisiana the other day to try and send a MoneyGram. Excuse me. And I couldn't, because the money center was closed and customer service was closed. So I went around and brought a few items. I rounded the corner. I looked. Not a bit of meat on the shelves.
Right.
2 days later, Susan goes there. There's meat all on the shelves in the cooler section. Then she goes back a day later, and there's none on there.
Right.
Well, even in the freezer section, you know, back when I went, totally wiped out, nothing. Not a damn thing, because I like to get the ready-made biscuits and gravy and stuff into the Jimmy Dean.
And as far as these so-called falling gas prices, where have they fell?
It went up. It's up again over here, $3.30 a gallon right now. Oh, it's up. But I tell you, it's going to get worse, man. Hey, I'm going to try to bring this caller back on. They've been listening. I don't know if they're just listening in, or it might be a Fed listening in. Who knows?
Who cares?
Hey, caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Nope, they're just listening in, I think. But you know, this is Edward. Even in Atlanta, Georgia, Lucretia Hughes was talking about how the shells up there are getting in. Even there. You know, and stuff. So this is everywhere. Are you guys having issues with Walgreens?
Well,
by chance?
I don't deal with Walgreens. I can tell you this. Okay, when all of this first started, when Obama got elected and he started his shit, and I finally saw the writing on the wall as to what was actually coming. And every time I'd go to Walmart or anywhere, sporting goods anywhere, I'd pick up 5-6 boxes of ammunition. You know, every week. I got on the internet. I'd order bulk ammunition. Find a good price on it, order the bulk ammunition. Oh, Susan would go nuts. You're spending too much money on that. You're spending too much money. You know, you're not going to stop the end of the world, blah, 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 all of this. I said, no, I'm not trying to stop the end of the world. You know, I said, between now and the end of the world, it's going to get rough.
Yeah.
And
well, here we
the
are.
Four Patriots, the Four Patriots foods, the vacuum sealers, all of that. Boy, she would get madder than a midget trying to play with a yo-yo. Okay.
They sold out,
and,
by the way.
and now. She's kind of looking at me like, you know, finally I'm probably the only guy in America whose wife is looking at him like, He was right about this. He was right about
right.
something. He had no argument.
You can't find ammo anywhere, you know, and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, even then, too, I was the same way, man. When Obama got office, you know, we started doing the same thing, not with ammo, but I started preparing and everything else with food and everything, too. But, my gosh, look how long it took for it to catch up.
You know, the guys at work, my friend Chris Silvio and I, we've known each other since second grade together. Okay, when he came up to me and told me that he found a guy in Kentwood, Louisiana that ran his own slaughterhouse and that we could buy a whole steer,
you know,
for a good price. And I went in half on with him. And I tell you what, I had to go buy a $1,200 chest type freezer to put all this in. Okay, just ground meat, Joseph, just ground meat, okay, between 3 and 5 pound packs in that area. All right, 109 packs of ground meat.
Damn.
Okay.
Well, I told you he's going to need an extra freezer, remember?
Oh, yeah. I've got roast, 7 steaks, short ribs, everything. Everything for $2,000. $2,000 I paid for that.
What about you, Russell? Are you stocked up?
Oh, yeah. I'm good to go. There's a couple things I want to do still that I haven't gotten around to yet, but they're minor things. I can probably go a year with what I got on hand.
Right. I know the one thing I still got to get is a damn generator, but I'm planning on getting one. But every time I save up where I want to get it, one of the damn vehicles break down. But I'm going to get a generator pretty quick, you know. But shit happens. So, in fact, I just bought another vehicle. So now I got 4 vehicles. I've got one of those
3 fuel generators. Right, it'll run on gasoline, diesel, or natural gas.
Right. I've been looking into something like that. They run on propane.
Is it gas, propane, or natural gas, Russell? Is that what it is? The gas, propane, and natural gas? Yeah, propane.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something from experience on that. I got a propane kit for my generator, too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. They don't last long. It doesn't last long on a 5-gallon bottle of propane. What you get, the 7-8 hours you get with the 7-8 gallon gas tank, you might get 4.5-5 hours out of a 5-gallon propane bottle.
Damn.
Yeah.
So diesel's probably better to get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, diesel is way better to get. Mm. It's just you got to find out where to put that noisy son of a bitch.
Right. Right. So, yeah, that's the only thing I like is a generator. So, instead, hopefully I can get one during the summertime and stuff. But I tell you, man, it's going to hit hard when, you know, and we've been telling everybody, in a couple of months, probably sooner, you know,
if Texas would use their head, if Hot Wheels would use their head and rig treadmills, you know, at an angle at the wall going through there, with some chain, you know, bicycle chains hooked to some generators, you know, I think they could solve their power problem. You know, with the illegals trying to cross over the wall and hit that treadmill, you know, Arriba, arriba, andale, andale, epta, epta, yeah! You don't sound like Speedy Gonzalez.
Right.
Power the piss out of your house.
You know what's funny, too, man? I don't know if you guys noticed this, too, but I've noticed at Walmart, you cannot find no sack of beans and no sack of rice nowhere. It's like totally sold out. You know, because I try to pick up an extra bag of rice and beans here and there.
For the beans, you got to go to H-E-B for that. They ever run out of beans at H-E-B, at any H-E-B in Texas, oh, you're definitely going to see a riot. You're
right.
Definitely going to see a riot.
Don't have one of those here.
You're gonna see 30 millimeter Bofors guns mounted on lowriders.
Right. Okay, guys, I'll tell you what. Let's do a prediction. We haven't done one in a very long time. Russell, what do you think is going to happen here in about 2-3 months? What do you see?
2-3 months? I think the next 30 days is going to be very, very critical. And if nothing kicks in the next 30 days, I'm going to say we're probably good till spring, summer, something like that. And that's when they're going to unleash one of the real ugly viruses because their voting rights bill at the moment has died.
Right.
They give them up, but they're going to have a way to cheat. They stole one. They've had 2 years to refine their mistakes. You know, FBI should be working overtime on figuring out a place to cheat for.
Right. Well, it's like Biden was saying yesterday in his speech. I don't know if you heard it. If we don't get our voting integrity passed or whatever, we're gonna fix this election, you know, and everything. So it's like, are you admitting that you cheated? You know.
It's gonna be a shit show because you see the census backfired on them. Mm-hmm. You know, the census really backfired on them because now they have to redistrict in favor of the conservatives instead of the Democrats in a lot of states.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be something, you know. But here's the thing. If these people pull off the same shit they pulled in 2020, and they get control of the Senate and they get control of the House. Let me tell you something. The first thing they're going to do, they're going to pack the Supreme Court. That is the first thing they are going to do. Mm-hmm. They're going to pack the Supreme Court, and then you're going to see more socialist-approved legislation come down on America that you have. It's gonna start a civil war.
Go ahead, Russ. What was you gonna say?
Well, what I was going to add to what Virgil was saying there, the packing of the Supreme Court and stuff in about the 2022 election. I tell you what, man, I'm not excited about it. I don't have faith that either one of the fucking so-called two-party system we have here. And, I mean, there's a lot of people who are just, I don't think people are going to turn out the way they think they're going to, man, because there's a lot of people like myself who are at the point just saying, this whole fucking system is corrupt, and I'm talking about the elect system. They know it. They did nothing about it. Why fucking bother?
Right. And, you know, and I see the same thing because right now they have to do something because we're watching the Dominion voting machines very, very close. So they're going to they got to come up with something. You know,
well, also, what people aren't looking at, okay, now, the end of this month, okay, our northern neighbors up in Canada, which already have restrictive gun laws, they have restricted magazine capacity to 10 rounds in handguns and rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you own, they're going to ban 1,500 variants of what they deem assault rifles in Canada. By the end of this month, everybody's got to turn them in. Everybody's got to turn them in.
We both know that's not going to happen.
So if you think it cannot... Let them pack the Supreme Court, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen just like it happened in Australia. It's going to happen just like it's happening in Canada now, and it's going to happen in the United States if they get control.
But if we get control, which I think it will, and I'm going to predict it will probably happen because with what Democrats are doing and everything, even other Democrat voters are getting pissed off to the point where they're switching parts.
Well, the Voting Fraud Act, I tell you what, if it hadn't have been for two Democrats, we'd have been in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have had a problem.
But, you know, I think we're seeing, you know, Democrat voters are getting pissed. You know, everybody's pissed off right now. They know what's going on. Like I said, they're finally waking up. So who knows? We might.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that, Joseph. There's probably about 20% of the U.S. that is awake and understand what's going on.
Yes, I agree with that, bro.
30% of the country are what I call COVIDians. They bought into this, and there's nothing you could ever do to change their mind. Not at least 50% of the country. And 57% of the country, it's just complying. They don't care. Just don't mess with my stuff. Let me keep all my money, my nice this, my nice that, you know. They're selfish, greedy fucks. And Virgil was 100% right when he said they're not going to do anything until they start getting shit taken away from them. And then
that
it's going to be
correct.
The
that then is correct. When they start with the so-called luxury tax, okay, the luxury tax on the upper middle class, the luxury tax, all right, there goes those four-wheelers, there goes those bass boats, there goes those brand spanking new $80,000 Chevrolet and Ford trucks, and, if you think Texas property taxes are high now, you know, wait until they get control. You see, I'm saying this, I explained this to somebody, and I got the stupidest look of bewilderment on their face that I've ever gotten in my life when I tell people this. You go to a store, any store in America, and you see a box of Kleenex on the shelf for $1. Next to it is a backpack, a roll of Charmin toilet tissue for $1. You grab both of those, you go up to the counter, Russell lays down two brand spanking new $1 bills on that counter, and he grabs those two items and tries to walk out the door with them. No. Russell did not render unto Caesar that 10, 15, 20% sales tax. The moral of this story, children, is that it's got so bad in America that you can't even blow your nose or wipe your fucking ass without the government having control over it.
Yep. Even that's taxed. You know? Well, they get the price on rentals and stuff. They're sky high because of property taxes. Nobody can rent. People are getting tossed out of their houses because they can't afford to rent. You know?
Well, if the electric prices are going up, the insurance is going up. You know, we live in a nation where you work for a week for somebody, play like you got hurt, stub your toe or something, and then you sue the shit out of their workers' comp for $1 million. You know? And everybody complains, the law should change, the law should change, the law should change. Okay, look at this. The same people that are claiming the law should change are the same people that go to them fucking football stadiums at them colleges, pay astronomical money for fucking tickets so a goddamn coach can get a $23 million a year salary. But nothing said about that. Nothing said about that. Look into the money the SEC makes, the NCAA. Look at the money that they make. But nobody looks into that.
NFL, you know, all them. Yep. You know, you brought that up a while back when Michael Bogus was on your show.
But we have to pass this legislation to get everybody free tuition and free colleges. You know, I wish the IRS would audit these colleges, Russell, like they audit the average American and find out exactly where the money is going, who it's going to, and why do they need money when they can afford to pay Nick Saban $20, $30 million a year salary at the University of Alabama.
I don't know the answer to that. But anyway, I got to go, gentlemen. We're working 6:10.
Me too.
Love you guys.
All right, brother.
Catch up on Monday night.
All right. Well, you be careful after. Hopefully this bipolar weather will straighten up. You know?
Right now here in Houston, it's 34 degrees with a wind chill at 28 and it's raining.
I just hope I can get this thing unloaded in the morning and get back home.
But I tell you what, you know, you guys be careful out there. For all you listeners out there, tune in Monday night. We'll come back. And also, you know, just a little reminder, you can follow us on Spotify, YouTube, our heart. And the guys, we made $1.20 in revenue.
Okay.
But anyhow, you be careful out there, Virgo, and I'll look for that for you tomorrow when I go over to the smoke shop, because I can find it over there.
All right.
And everything.
Okay, my man.
And
you're right there in my home. I grew up right there in Hoganville, believe it or not. But anyhow, you all be careful out there, and we'll see you Monday night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Chester. Where are you all?
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man.
Now I'm doing 99.
At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care.